So taking some time to settle here. Connecting with the breath. Resting the attention on the inhale, exhale. Again, letting everything soften, settle. Dropping the shoulders. Letting the hands be open, soft. Eyes, soft. Forehead, cheeks, jaw, tongue. Again, finding a sense of refuge in the breath. And so there's a sense of comfort. Let the breath allow your body to settle a little more. Allow the breath in some way to comfort the body. Some way enjoying the breath, the flow of the breath in the body. You might even add a slight smile to the eyes and the lips. This is a way of bringing a sense of kindness, friendliness here to whatever's here. Might even breathe deeply a few times all the way down into the belly. Really allow your awareness to more deeply enter the body. Might even become aware of relaxing into a gentle field of well-being. Imagine that you're surrounded by well-being. Maybe breathing that in right into the body. Continuing to relax the body and mind. And as you're ready, I'm going to invite you to imagine that you're standing on a beach somewhere by yourself, where the land and the water meet. So really allow yourself to imagine as best you can the details of the scene and your presence here in vivid detail. You might hear seagulls or wind or waves. You might smell the ocean. Feel the sand beneath your feet or the sun on your skin. You might see the sun on the water, the sparkles on the water, hear the waves rolling into shore. So really allow yourself to sense as best as you can your presence here on this beach. And as you're ready, I'm going to invite you now to imagine or sense yourself rising up into the air so that you're starting to float up above the beach. You can imagine and sense yourself floating up. And imagine yourself traveling all the way up into the clouds. You can still see the water. And you're going to start to travel across the water to another beach in another land. And this is going to be the home of your wisest self. So right now, just imagine yourself floating over the water in the clouds. And sense that. And as you get closer to the land of your wisest self, you start to see it a little bit. So can you imagine the dwelling place of your wisest self? What does the home of your wiser self look like? It can be anything. A little cottage or a mansion or somewhere in nature. What does it look like? You'll start to see it more clearly as you start to get closer. It'll come more into view. Just allow it to come into view. Getting closer. You really start to see this place. Sense it. The closer and closer you get, you might sense your body starting to float down closer. Closer to the beach or the land where you're going to land. And closer, you might start to feel your feet touching the earth, very gentle. Seeing this dwelling place. And as you start to walk towards it, you're going to see your wisest self coming out to greet you. You might see this being just slowly starting to walk towards you. And just notice maybe how they're walking and how they're dressed, how they move. Until you start to see this being in the mind. And if it's not clear, that's okay. It might get clearer on the way. Closer it gets. And you might imagine that this being is getting so close that they are going to finally come out and meet you. So you might notice how they greet you with a bow or a hug, shaking hands. How does your wisest self greet you? Allow yourself to be greeted. I'm going to invite you now to imagine that your wisest self is inviting you to come with them to go sit and talk somewhere. So you could sit there on the beach, or maybe your wisest self brings you to some place inside the house where you'll sit together, or the dwelling place where you'll sit together. So just imagine this short walk. Let's go sit and talk. Noticing your wisest self's presence and energy and how it's affecting you. Find yourself sitting now in a space with your wisest self. Just imagine that. And you might ask your wisest self a few questions. Starting with, how did you come to be who you are now? How did you come to be who you are now? There might be words, there might not be. You might ask or sense, what might have helped the most along the way? What helped the most along the way? Just listen for whatever's offered. You might even inquire what your wisest self needed to let go of to become who they are now. That might be a question. What helped the most along the way, and what did you need to let go of? Just listen. Be receptive to the answer. You might even inquire, how did you triumph over adversity? What helped? How did you do this? How did you triumph over adversity? This is the voice of your wisest self. I'm going to invite you now to imagine or sense what it would be like to embody your wisest self. So invite your wisest self right now just to become a part of you, to embody you. And notice how it feels to inhabit your wisest self from the inside out. To experience your wisest self within you. Just imagine that. Sense what that feels like. To be your wisest self. To live through that body and that mind and heart. be that. And as your wisest self, you might now consider a situation in your life that you're struggling with right now. What are you struggling with? And consider how, as your wisest self, embodying your wisest self, how might you relate to the situation in a new way? Or how might your wisest self handle the same situation? So allow yourself here to watch and listen and try to experience this. Allow your wisest self to show you how he or she will handle this situation. Now, whenever you're ready, I'm going to invite you to imagine your wisest self and you becoming separate again. So you might see the two of you in the same space now, maybe facing your wisest self. You might look directly into the eyes of your wisest self. Maybe see a sparkle in the eyes, some gesture of kindness, care. And you might imagine now that your wisest self is offering you a gift, an object, a symbol, a word, or a phrase to remind you of them. So see if you can receive this object. Maybe if it's a word or a phrase, you might imagine it being written down on a piece of paper. And if you can't see it well, you might imagine holding it up to the light. And don't try to change it. Just see whatever it is, and you might decipher it later. Hold on to it. Let it just arise. Whatever this is, just really see it. You don't have to understand it. And then see if you can imagine placing it somewhere for safekeeping. Maybe in a pocket or somewhere, so that you can keep it with you. Now your wisest self is going to let you know their name. Might be different than what you imagine. What's this wisest self's name? What's their name? Remember it well. And as you now prepare to leave your wisest self, I'm going to invite you to take a few gentle breaths to anchor this connection to your wiser self. Remembering that you can evoke this experience of encountering your wisest self anytime. It's right here. So that this wise self is always within you, always accessible. So you might now imagine thanking your wisest self for the time you've spent together. So just imagine saying goodbye. How would you say goodbye to your wisest self? And as you're ready now, you might sense yourself slowly walking back now to the place where you first landed. See yourself walking there, and your wisest self getting further and further away now as you start to return back. As you continue to walk now towards the water, you might imagine again or sense yourself floating back up into the sky, into the clouds. Sensing that you're floating over the clouds and the water to return to the beach where you started. Feel yourself floating over the water. And then you might start to see that beach a little closer. A little closer. And you might sense yourself floating back down very gently. Very gently. Until you finally land again on this beach. And as you do, you might just take a moment again to reflect any lessons, anything that you'd like to take back with you and remember from your visit. You might sense yourself standing or sitting on the beach just for a moment and reflecting. I'm going to invite you to now gradually become aware of yourself here in this room, in this space. And those of you who would like to, I'm going to invite you just to place a hand or both hands on the heart. Really tapping into the heart again. And asking yourself if there's anything you really want to remember and keep with you in the heart here. Remembering that your wisest self resides right here. It's right here in the heart. If you listen, See if you can sense that. So as we end tonight, I'm going to invite you, if any message came up or any phrase or name that you want to remember, I really want to invite you to use some pen and paper to write this down and keep it in your pocket so that you remember, don't forget.